Well, our guest in the cafe this morning is Derek Price with Green Shoot Media of Commerce. Derek, good morning.
Good morning, John Mark.
Derek, also very much involved with Hunt County Public Art. And coming up in Commerce on Saturday, April 9th, this is the second year, right, that you've had the Artist Studio Tour?
Yes, it's our second annual event. We're so excited about this. So it's the Commerce Area Artist Studio Tour. So all the artists within so many miles of Commerce, they're opening up their studios, and you'll be able to tour those places and see their work, and most of them will have something on display that you could buy if you wanted to purchase art from them. But what's so neat to me about this event is learning the people who live right around the corner from you. You had no idea they were there, but they're like an artist who's exhibiting nationwide and winning awards all over the place, and you'd never know it if you didn't go on something like this.
Is this a Hunt County Public Art event?
It's actually a City of Commerce event. The city sponsors this and organizes it, but it's a fundraiser for Hunt County Public Art. So the tickets are $10, and you can buy them at the Magnuson Hotel, at City Hall. You can get them online at huntcountypublicart.com. And for that $10, you can go and visit, I believe it's 11 different artists this year.
I was going to say, that's a long list.
It is. Yeah, we've expanded the hours. It's going to be 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. Again, it's Saturday, April 9th. So that whole window, you can go from studio to studio to studio, all right here in Hunt County near Commerce.
Mm-hmm. Why don't you go through the list of folks real quick?
Sure. The artists this year, Bob Bird, Bradley Connor, Walt Davis, Jerry Dodd, James Green, John Hill, Deborah Schubert Lytle, Michael Odom, Vaughn Waskovich, Brian Weaver, David Zavonnet. Those are all the artists who are going to be on the tour.
And of course, David Zavonnet has been recently involved in doing the project in the city park in Commerce, made out of Bodark wood. And so people are familiar with that. And he's done a lot of other things prior to that as well.
Yeah, David's a very accomplished artist, and several of these people are connected to Hunt County Public Art. Bob Bird, he teaches here at the college, and he's also doing the Harold Banner's Wall. That's a project that should be starting this summer. It's one of our Hunt County Public Art projects. And Brian Weaver, he's doing the project Be Seen over in Greenville.
And what is that one?
Now, that's the one. It's got this character. It's almost alien looking, that's peeking up over a wall.
Now, is this a come and go thing? Do you, or is it a group that goes from one artist studio to the next sequentially, or can people just kind of go in any order they choose and at any time that they choose?
It's come and go. It's very informal. So the studios are all going to be open from 10 to 6, and you'll be able to go to any of these that you want to. You don't have to see all of them, or you could try to spend all day and hit every one of them if you want, but we'll have a map, and you can go from studio to studio just at your own leisure.
And I guess some of the artists, at least, will be working on projects during the day. You'll be able
Absolutely.
To see them at work.
Yep, and you can see the space where they work too. Some of these artists have really, really cool studio setups.
No doubt.
Yeah, I imagine they're neat places to work.
No doubt. We're talking with Derek Price with Green Shoot Media and Hunt County Public Art. Now, Derek also, as you know, does a column called Car Gazing. And Derek recently rang me up on the phone about 10 o'clock in the morning, said, would you like to go out in a car that I'm driving? I said, of course. I've be fascinated by this. And I have to tell you, that was some car. This was the, what, tell me about that car.
Okay, it's called the Alfa Romeo 4C Spider. And Spider means you can take the top off of it, almost like a convertible.
Yeah.
And it's a really, really cool car. My favorite car to drive in years. But it's not for everybody. It's very, very extreme in that it doesn't have any amenities whatsoever. There's no glove box. There's no power steering. No space for anything. It's this little bitty, lightweight, carbon fiber car with an engine right behind your back. So it feels like a crazy fast go-kart. It's noisy and wonderful and sounds amazing. and you can tell how fast it was. It was incredible.
This is not a family car, is it?
Not at all. Yeah. Although I'd be very tempted just to buy one and strap my kids on the hood. That's how much I want it.
How much does that car go for?
Oh man, somewhere with the hardtop version, I believe somewhere around 55 to 60, somewhere in that range. The convertible around 70, I believe.
Derek took me out on the highway, and we were approaching a turnaround, what I call a turnaround. And normally I would be slowing down for that, and instead Derek accelerated into the turnaround. and the hairpin turn that we accomplished in that car, I have to tell you, I've never had another experience like that in a car before.
And that's what that car is all about. It's not about straight line speed.
Right.
Now, the car I drove the week after that one was a little bit more about straight line speed. and that was the Cadillac CTS-V, another just mind-blowing, mind-blowing machine.
Wow.
I'll say hypothetically, just hypothetically, you could accidentally reach 110 miles an hour by the end of an interstate on-ramp.
Hypothetically.
Yeah.
Of course, Derek's column, Cargazing, is syndicated across the country. But the Artist Studio Tour coming up Saturday, April 9th, and 11 different locations around the Commerce area.
Absolutely. Buy tickets online at huntcountypublicart.com.
Okay, great. Derek, thanks for having a cup of coffee with us.
Thanks, John Mark.
Derek Price with Green Shoot Media and Hunt County Public Art. You're starting the day with Morning Edition on your station 88.9 KETR.